This is the Catch Up on Three Things for the Indian Express, and I am Uksha Sarman. It's the 28th of November, and here are the headlines. Supreme Court Judge Justice S.K. Kaul today expressed his strong disapproval of Union Law Minister Kiran Rijiju's comments over the collegium system of the top court, saying the remarks should not have been made. Rijiju, while participating in a summit organized by the news channel Times Now, had said, quote, "Never say that the government is sitting on the files. Then don't send the files to the government. You appoint yourself, you run the show then." Unquote. Jharkhand police on Sunday said that they have found Pankaj Mishra, who is the representative of Chief Minister Hemant Soren, innocent in their investigation into a threat in the Barhara toll plaza bidding case. This becomes important as this case had been the genesis of the Enforcement Directorate's money laundering case against Mishra. Mishra is currently under judicial custody for his alleged role in Rs. 1000 crore illegal mining case. Soren was also questioned by the ED in this case. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who arrived in Savli Assembly constituency in Vadodara district today to campaign for BJP candidate Ketan Inamdar, attacked the Congress for orchestrating riots and keeping Gujarat under curfew before Narendra Modi's tenure as Chief Minister. Terming former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh as Mauni Baba, Shah also blamed the Congress's vote bank politics for the continuous attacks on Indian soldiers by Pakistan. Addressing a public gathering, Shah said that it was the mistake of Morarji Desai that the Sardar Sarovar Dam in Narmada was named after Sardar Patel, causing a delay in completion. The crime branch of Delhi police has arrested a woman and her son for allegedly killing her husband and chopping his body into 10 pieces. In a case which shares similarities with the Shraddha Walkar murder case, the mother-son duo allegedly kept the body parts in their fridge and dumped them later in Pandav Nagar and Trilokpuri. The incident is said to have taken place in June. Local police found a severed head and some other body parts near a ground in Pandav Nagar, but could not identify the body at the time. Nearly 300 Kuki chain Mizo immigrants who fled the recent conflict between the military and ethnic insurgents in the Chittagong hill tracts of neighboring Bangladesh have taken shelter in Mizoram. Speaking to the Indian Express, an official of the state government said while 272 Bangladesh nationals fled armed conflict earlier and sought shelter in Mizoram, 21 more came Friday night. Mizoram is already sheltering over 30,000 refugees from Myanmar who sought refuge in the state after a military coup in the Southeast Asian nation in February last year. This was the Catch Up on Three Things by the Indian Express.